880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we are broadcasting live from South Florida, the basketball capital of the world tonight. I can't take it anymore. Let's go Heat. Every person I know is absolutely on the edge of their seat. So we'll carry you through this hour and get you one more hour closer to tip off when the Heat takes on the Thunder and ends LeBron James's quest, and he will finally get his ring tonight. Tonight, the king will get his ring. And before he gets his ring, we're going to do our show. We're going to have social media tips to help you grow your business. We're going to help you save your small business from your creditors with my good friend Rob Denton, the president of True North Financial. Victor Franks is going to be back. He's going to come down from the mountaintop up there in Jackson Hole, and he's going to give us our executive wellness session. We're going to have summer detox discussion. So let's get started with some emails. Juan, hit me.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
All right. Peter in Miami writes, summer's here and my restaurant business is slowing down. I admit I used some of my federal taxes to fund my business and now I'm behind the eight ball. What should I do? Peter, I have no idea, but I can tell you who knows. It's Rob Denton from True North Financial, and we're going to have Rob Denton on a little bit later in the show, and I'll make sure that we talk about that issue because I know that many of you saw the American Express purple card and took it to heart, and now you're sitting there after running your business with these huge credit card bills. Rob will tell you what to do. There is a solution, and it does not involve stepping off a cliff. Sandra in Brickle writes, it's amazing what's happened here on Brickell. Prices are rising. Rents are going up. What do you think about all those new buildings that they're talking about building? Well, Sandra, I think it's all good for the market. A couple of weeks ago, we had Carlos Rosso on from Related Group, and Carlos talked specifically about the properties that they're doing on Brickell and also throughout South Florida. And what's going on with all of the development in that market area is high-quality stuff. You see the Swire stuff has begun to move dirt. A lot of things are happening. About 20 years ago, when Harvey Taylor opened up that first Publix there, it was easy to project what was going to happen. Then we had the mayor come in, Mayor Manny Diaz, and his goal was to take the city out of the hole, increase the property tax revenues. They rezoned everything, created this Miami 21, made a wonderful living environment. You're seeing the benefits of that as you drive around the Midtown area, as you drive around downtown in Brickell. I got to hand it to Manny Diaz for what he did with all these plans and the way that they helped us build our city, and it is coming again. It is coming again. The working drawings are already done. The buildings are going to be coming out of the ground by the end of this year. The money has already been allocated. So there will be more buildings built on Brickell. And you wonder why, Sandra? It's because the prices are rising. It's because the foreign investors are buying for all cash and able to pay and get a return on their investment. And when they see that, they want to buy more. My friends that are realtors on Brickell, it's white hot. My friends that are on South Beach, white hot. Everywhere there's water, lots of sales going on. Everywhere it's upscale, lots of sales going on. In the areas where working people live, not so good. So if you're having a credit problem, remember to listen a little later. Rob will tell you about how you can help yourself if you're really upside down with a lot of unsecured debt. Donna from Boca. Hey, Donna. Writing from Boca. Thanks for listening. How's the social media going? She asks. Well, Johnny's freaking out today because Twitter was down most of the day, which means a lot of our Twitter followers didn't get our updates. Facebook, we doubled our Facebook fans in the last couple of weeks, and the web views are going through the roof. Best Roofing, since they've been on, has had over 17,000 page views in the last 6 weeks. We're well up above the 10,000 page views a month for the people that advertise on Freedom Business. And what does that mean to you? That means that we are getting the word out. The people that want to know what we're talking about on the show are able to go to our website, www.freedombusiness.com, click through on the ads for some of logos for some of our advertisers and the people that support the information we give out on the show, and you're able to contact them directly. And are people doing that? Yes, they are. Not only are we getting impressions, we're getting click-throughs, and it's exciting, and people are getting calls. The social media is working, and the show is the hub of our social media. We've got Johnny 305, social media 305, tweeting up a storm in the other room about us and our guests and what we're trying to accomplish. We have Javier Morales and Alex Thomas that help us get the word out through building our website and all the features that we do and helping me understand the metrics and how to use them. Social media is going gangbusters. And I must tell you, as I get the hang of it, I'm starting to send out what I consider to be artistic, fun tweets. And Johnny's giving me the high five. He does it occasionally. Johnny will re-edit them. But I'm learning how to do it. So if you want to learn social media, stick with us. If you think that we can help you with social media, give us a call. You can always reach me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Steve in Fort Lauderdale writes, I need some equity to help me buy my note for my lender. Can you help? Yes, Steve, we can. We help a lot of people by providing them equity to buy their note or mortgage from their lender. In addition, if you're facing bankruptcy and you need financing to help you through the bankruptcy and it's real estate related, we will come in and help you with some DIP financing, debtor in possession financing. If equity or debt can help you in your real estate situation, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. We do shopping centers, office buildings. I'm doing some really interesting stuff in healthcare that I'm under confidentiality. All I can tell you is that as the world changes, we're changing with it at the Aztec Group, and we have capital and equity to invest. So give us a call, 305-854-5000, extension 222. Lewis in Miami writes, what do you think the Supreme Court is going to do with Obamacare, and what will that mean to my business? Well, I really don't know what they're going to do with Obamacare. I'm not a lawyer, but it does seem that from a distance, they are probably going to hold part of it as unconstitutional, where the federal government makes the states do stuff. That usually doesn't fly. I know that everybody's positioning their businesses to take advantage or to be ready for Obamacare. Lots of people are keeping their employment count under what the threshold headcount would be. So a lot of things are going on. The judicial decision will come down. I'm sure there'll be a lot of things that go on about it. Lots of uncertainty out there. And that's the number one thing that I think is holding back the recovery. Not the healthcare issue, but uncertainty. I think if people knew what the rules of the game were going to be, they could make plans, but they don't know what the rules of the game are going to be. And then if they thought that people would be able to legislate rules that they would then be able to follow, that they'd be interested. But we're seeing that the legislatures at every level are absolutely at loggerheads, can't do a thing, can't get anything done. And why is this? They're employed by us. They work for the people, for the people, by the people. I think I read that in civics class. And these people are doing nothing. Get on the stick and do something, gosh darn it. Sorry, I got a little ahead of myself. Sean in Brickell writes, what up? What's up with the new car you're driving? Well, Sean, my new car, I got it from my good friend Larry. Larry's in over at Warren Henry. Larry does awesome job. I want to thank him and Ismet and Frank and everybody to help me get my new car. It's absolutely awesome. But I do want to say something to that doofus that cut me off in traffic. Bud, I can get my car buffed out. I don't know what you're going to do with yours. Next time, if you hit somebody, you should probably think about stopping. Juan in Miami writes, I have wealth managers calling me and asking me to invest in all of these exotic new securities. I'm worried. I don't understand them. Juan, this is the first I've heard of it, and I'm worried too, because we all know that the beginning of the financial meltdown was all the exotic securities that were created, and once the risk started to get to be too much for the interlocking relationships in the securities, the house of cards fell. Sounds to me like somebody's calling you and asking you to buy a bunch of cards. Don't make a house of cards. Put your money in a safe place. I'm not going to tell you where. Other people are going to do that. But if people are calling and you don't know them, hang up. Salmon Brickle writes, if the economy's getting better, why is the Fed worried and doing the twist? Well, Sam, the economy isn't necessarily getting all that much better. And with the stock market down today, you got to figure that whatever the Fed did, it may not have been enough to keep the free fall from starting to occur. I also think that the continuing uncertainty in Europe, I hate to keep harping on that, is also going to be a drag on us. And also, let's face it, the fact that Washington can't figure out which direction to go isn't helping matters either. So I think that the only stable person is Ben Bernanke, and if all he's doing is just a little bit, that's scaring people. So that's what's going on. The economy's getting better. It's like the housing market fits and starts in certain places. You know, if you own a great piece of property on the water in Miami and you got no debt, you're sitting pretty right now. If you own that house and it's in the middle of Broward County, maybe in Miramar, not on the water, not on the golf course, maybe on the railroad tracks or backing up against the power plant, you got issues. And it's the same thing with the economy. It's spotty and nobody wants to talk about it. Neither presidential candidate is telling me enough about what their plan for the future is. I got Obama telling me, well, it's going to get better and it's not my fault. Hey, after 4 years, you could have done something. And the other guy, Romney, he hasn't done much either except talk. And, you know, he's a private equity guy. The United States is not a private equity firm, but the United States does need to be run like my household. It does need to be run like a business. People need to get together. They need to agree what the revenues are. They need to agree what the debt is. They need to take action and do it. And we all know that it's got to deal with entitlements because that's the biggest issue in the budget. I'm directly affected. I turned 50 a couple of years ago. I'm the first one whose pension's going to get cut. I'm scared. I'm nervous. But we've got to do something to get this rectified. Bob in Fort Lauderdale writes, how do I get a hold of Greg Wallach at Best Roofing? I want to get a roof inspection for one of my office buildings. I want to get on his fast response team, fast response list after hurricanes. Bob, you can call him at 888-723-BEST. That's 888-723-2378. Dennis in Atlanta. Thanks for listening, Dennis in Atlanta. Hopefully you're listening on the internet or tune in radio. Atlanta, seems home prices are moving up again. What's the hottest part of the housing market, and should I sell my home now? Well, I really don't know the Atlanta housing market except for what I read in the paper, but I can tell you this. It's just like every other housing market in the country. You got your good areas, you got your bad areas. And I don't know what your basis is in your house, but I got to tell you this. Housing prices are moving up. Not necessarily the time to sell if you're in the right neighborhood. Time to hold. But if you're getting realtors and they're giving you offers that make business sense to you, take them. But only make business decisions that make sense to you. I'm going to be right back after this short break. We're going to have Javier Morales, president of Associates in Business, talking about how to use the internet to make money in your small business. Back after this, go Heat!
Of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Welcome back, America. For more Freed on Business, we've got Javier Morales, president of Associates in Business. Javi's been helping me build my website and generate all those page views I brag about. Javi, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you? It's been a while. How's it going?
I'm doing great. Welcome back. I know you were out there building the business up in the Caribbean. What do you guys do in the Caribbean, Javi?
I'm heading down there again now on Sunday. What we do is we work with a lot of the hotels and actually like the hotel and tourism associations in developing their social media and basically, you know, getting the word out there on tourism for them.
Now, you just don't do tourism. You can do a great website for small business. I mean, my website and what you've done is a perfect example. We're just getting ready to start monetizing it, too, with all the great work you're doing.
Reality is that, you know, you know, social media and web design works for everyone. In today's business, if you don't have a website, you know, number one, shame on you. But if you don't have social media platform where you can basically get the voice for it, it just hurts you more. So as things develop and people's shopping trends change, businesses need to be in the forefront. And, you know, what we do, we work with all types of businesses.
Now, what can you do for a general business to keep people on their website? Because I know that when I go and I look at websites, I spend a couple of minutes there, I look through them, and I pop out real quick unless there's some reason to hold me on that website. I know that that's one of your specialties is keeping people on the website. What do you do to keep people's interest, Javi?
Well, really what we do is we look at every business individually. So, for example, if we take a restaurant, you know, a restaurant website should have very appealing colors, very appealing applications. So to have their menu where people can view it right on their website is key. So what we do is we bring a lot of different applications in order to be able to engage. And that's a really important word, engage, because engagement just means how people interact with your website. So the more engagement that you have through colors, through applications, through information, the more time people spend on your website and the more shareable it is.
Now, if people have a website and they're not promoting it, and no one's seeing their website, seems to be a waste. You guys have helped me promote my website to such a degree that it's actually become a selling point for my business. How do you do that?
You know, again, it's a lot of the back end, and that's where my partner Alex really comes in, and he does a lot of the search engine optimization.
Yes, Alex with the baritone.
Yeah, and what we talked about in the past was, you know, how Google continues to always change what they call the algorithm. And the algorithm is the formula that they use in the back end. So then when somebody puts in their radio talk show, so once they put that in, there's a formula in the back end that Google creates that basically starts looking for websites that have that relevant content. Well, as that algorithm changes, what we do is we figure out ways of being able to tap into specific markets. So, for example, right now, Google Plus is becoming a very, very strong power in the algorithm. So what we've done some research and started really, you know, looking into the Google Plus and realizing that there's a big, big power behind Google Plus and why businesses jump on it. So we work with small businesses and basically educate them and, you know, explain to them all the little different things they can do at a very low cost in order to get their name up there. So that when they search it, they could be a potential customer.
Yeah, it's very, very important to do that and to get the content out. And let's talk about the content for a minute. I know Alex is always on me to do content. I generate content. But I must admit that the website that you built for me gets great comments all the time, especially because of the active features that you have on it. You've got a YouTube video. It pops up. I get the YouTube video. It links them right into the YouTube channel. On the right-hand side is the Twitter feed that goes. It creates a lot of action that keeps people's eyes looking at the website.
Right. Well, you know, again, that goes to all the different applications. You know, it used to be that if you do just search engine optimization for your website, that was good enough. Now it's gone from search engine optimization to blogs. So as you put out articles and blogs, that helps you get up in a sort order. Well, now it's changed again. And now having information on Facebook, YouTube, and Google all speaking the same information and putting out all that information out at the same time, real time, is what's developing that search engine optimization and getting the stuff up.
And Alex goes to school while he does all that. I don't know how the man does it. He is just absolutely amazing.
I got to say, that's one of the things in our business that we truly enjoy. And I think I'm actually going to go back and take another course. You know, things always change. And I think it's really important for us as consultants to be on the forefront of all the different changes. And what we've done is Alex has taken that first step and gone back to school part-time to really dig into some things that he was really interested in that he can now apply to our program. And he's actually already did a couple things. He's been there for a couple months. But, again, he's going back to school with the mindset of marketing and doing business. So he's going there for a purpose. He's already coming out with some great things.
I think it's absolutely terrific, Javi, and he's done some great business. And I must tell you is that for somebody to get started with a team like us, the Associates in Business, it doesn't take a big investment. A couple $1,000, you get your website going, and then just a few hours a month can keep the SEO up, keep the content fresh. Of course, if you're a real big active user like me, it's going to take a couple more hours than that. But I really do appreciate all the hard work that you do, and I do appreciate everything that you do for the show. And Javi, how do people get a hold of you if they want to get involved with Associates in Business?
Sure. They can visit our website at www.associatesinbusiness.com or give us a call at 954-828-0614.
And don't forget, they've also got a banner ad on the Freedon Business website. You can always click on that and it'll take you right to their website. And the reason I mention that is because these are the guys that built that machine. The website's just a machine. And you need an engineer like the guys in Associates in Business to work with you to help make your machine user-friendly, I think is the best way to describe it, Javi.
That definitely is.
Now, Javi, we've only got a few minutes left. What are some of the things that Google Plus has been adding? Because it seems to me that Google's algorithm, we've got 1 minute left, Juan's telling me. So real quickly, Google Plus and the algorithm, what's a couple of special things that you're doing these days?
Here's one really cool thing. If once you have a Google Plus page and I start, we become friends on Google Plus, anytime that I search on my Google, I will get results from your post. So if you were to post on your Google Plus, you decided to talk to Javier about social media, and that's it. You post that on your Google Plus. Now, Juan, a friend of yours on Google Plus, goes into his search engine on Google and puts, I want to learn about social media. Well, guess what? Your post, Feed on Business, goes up there on the top based on what the information you put in there. That's a huge, huge opportunity when you look at search engine optimization and getting the word out.
That's unbelievable, Javi. I'm going to leave it right there. People, we should always leave them wanting more. You'll be back in a couple of weeks on the show once you've come back from the Caribbean, and we're looking forward to doing more with you and Alex as we move forward and build our business together. Javier Morales, president of Associates in Business. Again, Javi, what's the phone number, bud?
954-828-0614.
Website?
www.associatesinbusiness.com.
High five. Have a great trip, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, Javi.
Have a good one, Jim.
All right. We'll be back after this short break with Rob Denton, president and founder of True North Financial. He's going to help you save your small business and your personal credit. Back after this.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we are back. We are back with Rob Denton. He's the president and founder of True North Financial. He's the guiding force behind the day-to-day operations of True North. He's an industry veteran with a diverse background and deep knowledge of credit and its collection policies. He has over 25 years' experience in lending, credit risk management, and collections. His background also includes executive-level positions at both public and private companies specializing in collections, accounts receivable financing, equipment leasing, as well as unsecured lending. We welcome Rob Denton back to the show. Rob, welcome back, bud.
What's happening, Jim? Great to be here.
Oh, you're happening. The heat's happening. I'm happening. But, Rob, we're really here to talk about the people you help. Who are the people that make up the largest segment of your clients?
My clients are business owners, small business owners, people who have been the hardest hit, such as construction industry, the hospitality industry. These guys have really taken a beating over the last couple of years. And I got to tell you, any business owner who has an outstanding payable to a vendor or even a financial institution like a bank or a credit card company.
Well, we had Peter from Miami. He wrote earlier today, and I promised that I would read his email to you. Summer is here, and my restaurant business is slowing down. I admit I used some of my federal tax money to fund my business, and now I'm behind the eight ball. What should this guy do, and is that the kind of guy you can help?
Well, absolutely. When it comes to hospitality, specifically restaurants and hotel, the summer's upon us, and that's usually the slowest time. And right now is where they really have to, you know, take care of their cash crunch and things that are going on. So if you have a tax problem, the best thing you can do is give us a call, 954-379-4730, because every problem is different and every solution is different, Jim.
Yeah, and you have the staff that can provide that. Now, if somebody has a problem that goes beyond what the True North financial in-house professionals do, you have a relationship with a law firm, something like that. How does that work?
Well, we have a relationship with a law firm called the Oliver Law Group, but we also have a relationship with a tax firm called Fresh Start Tax. All former IRS agents, current trainers, field trainers, they understand it, Department of Revenue, they know what's going on. And when it comes to this type of situation, you can't screw around. You have to talk to an expert.
You know, I've always found that the IRS issues are the ones that are the most vexing and the most that make people most uncomfortable. And the fact that you and your tax specialist can help them really is important. Now, if somebody's a small business owner and they're facing tough times, what are some of the questions that they need to ask to make a good decision on what direction they should take to go True North?
Well, first of all, how did we get here? Did we get here because we've lost our client base, or did we get here because we didn't manage our finances the right way? So basically what we look for is what caused you to default or get into a situation where you don't have the money to pay the bills.
Yeah, well, if they don't have the money to pay the bills, there's a lot of different reasons that could be. I got to believe that one of the reasons is that some of their people aren't paying them. Some of their accounts receivables are outstanding because they're having problems.
It's an ugly cycle right now. People aren't paying each other. Accounts receivable problems, accounts payable problems. Those are the things that are slowing down the economy right now more than anything. The banks, they did their job. They cut people off. Right, but now people are not able to pay their bills, businesses, and what's happening is you're starting to see a lot of lawsuits.
Well, you know, you mentioned something that I think is a good, an interesting kind of a side street here. You said that the banks have cut people off, and that's a good thing. But business still runs on credit. What if somebody needs credit? Can you help them?
Well, absolutely. There are certain lenders that are still out there and are certain solutions that are out there. We have a program called BillGuard that may help certain vendors, particularly in the restaurants and hotels. We can help them out. So every case is different, but you really need to, you know, ask the right questions when it comes down to why you don't have the money. All right. What's really going on? So, you know, again, we like to make sure that we need to, you know, we want to know where their hot spot is. Is it for paying vendors? Is it for paying payroll? You know, what it is. So depending on what that is, that's the direction we'll take them in.
Now, I know that when I do a real estate underwriting for a property, one of the things that I looked at is aged receivables. How do you help somebody that's got 60-day payables, Rob?
Well, first of all, you have to see which payables are the ones that are most important, which vendors are going to keep you in business, which ones are long-term relationships, which ones can potentially put you out of business. So, you know, in the restaurant business, if you don't have alcohol or you don't have, you know, chicken or steak or whatever it is that drives your business, it could be a problem. But some of the vendors that squeak the loudest may not be the ones who should be paid first.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like you take a holistic strategy to help people with their business. It sounds like a lot of, you know, people in this position, a lot of times, I guess, can't think straight.
Well, what we'll do for a client or a potential client for free is we'll perform a free creditor analysis. We'll look at who all their creditors are, and we'll make a determination with our client which should come first. Because at the end of the day, you can't take a chance with this stuff.
No, it's all about business reputation and business credit. And today, business credit and personal credit are so intertwined, it's very, very important. Have you found that people think that there's a disconnect and they act inappropriately? I got to believe that there's a certain way you've got to respond to this situation and you got to be coached through it.
Absolutely. And you know what? We've been getting a lot of calls recently from small business owners whose business lines actually have been cut. And you know what they did? They stepped in, they turned around, they used their personal credit. Sometimes their personal credit cards.
Oh.
You know, and I can't tell you, they're now paying the price. Less revenue, more debt.
Well, what do you do for somebody like that?
Well, many of these people, first of all, they tend to wait until it's too late. You don't want to wait. Right? You don't want to avoid the calls. If we can get a proactive plan in place, speak with the creditors, let them know what you're going through, oftentimes they'll work with you.
You know, it's a lot of it is fear-based. A lot of it is stigma-based. People are afraid of being stigmatized. And people are being afraid of doing something that they perceive as inappropriate or unethical.
Well, you know what? We found out that we get more thank yous from some of the creditors for stepping in and giving a proactive or a plan that'll work versus them chasing someone down.
Wait a minute. You just told me that you get thank yous from creditors?
Thank yous from creditors.
Well, then that means that you have positive relationships with them and may be able to get them to a place where I can't do it myself.
The interesting thing about True North is it ultimately ends up being, believe it or not, a win-win-win situation. Clients win, creditors win, True North wins. Everybody wins because we get these things taken care of instead of letting them fester.
Ugh, letting them fester. What a great way to say it. Now, how do people find you? I got to believe that, you know, other than listening to the radio or knowing Jim Fried or some of the 15, 20, 30 people that work with you, how do people find you? Because it's really a network of people that are involved with people that have this kind of problem. They're talking to people about what they should do. Who are they talking to?
I get this all the time. True North doesn't find its clients by traditional methods. The overwhelming majority of our clients, believe it or not, come from industry professionals, attorneys, accountants, business brokers. Those are the guys who call us up all the time. Can you help my client? We don't know what to do.
Wow, that's really exciting. So within the context of the expert opinions, they go to you.
Listen, our only goal is to bring our years of hardcore experience. You know, we're not looking to replace the existing relationship that they may have with the professional. We're eager and in the extreme, and I mean this in the extreme, we're eager to work side by side with attorneys, accountants, and financial professionals because all we do is we add additional firepower.
Okay, we've still got some time left, so I want to ask you another question. What does all this cost, and how much do I have to pay you up front to get involved?
Well, First of all, there are no upfront fees.
Whoa!
Yeah, we're in alignment with our clients all the way through. We work on a success-based, contingency-based model, period.
Oh, so in business, in my business, I call that an alignment of interests. I won't do a deal with a partner that doesn't have an alignment of interests.
If I spend 50 hours and we get nothing done, nothing cost, no cost to you, all right? If we're able to successfully negotiate these things for you, these obligations, we are in alignment. We earn a fee for success. Period.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, we talked about some of your specialties. You've got a group that focuses in on the construction industry. You have a group that focuses in on the hospitality industry. Talk to me a little bit about your involvement with some of the trade groups, for instance, with restaurants or construction that you've been working with.
It's interesting. Some of these groups, these vendor groups, the Restaurant Vendor Association, I have some great friends over there. And it's turned out that it's been an unbelievable relationship because these are the guys who are on the front lines. These are the ones who are maybe not getting paid or maybe getting paid. They are able to tell us, hey, I have a friend in the restaurant business or one of my clients. He's faltering a little bit. Do you think you can help him out?
Yeah, and again, I come back to the point that many people feel embarrassed about this. Many people, when they get in this situation, they start to get flustered. They flop around like a fish on the dock. They don't know what to do. They don't know who to talk to. And the most important thing for somebody like that is to have, and I got to say it this way, a friend. A friend. They need a friend. And a friend that can give them tough love. Tell them what's what. Tell them what they need. I'll bet you it happens all the time where, let's say, the husband comes in and he goes, I want to do this. I want to get this done. And the wife is going crazy. She goes, I still have $3,000 of credit left on the American Express card. The heck with them. I'm going to go spend this. What do you say to a couple like that?
Calm down first. You know, there's no need. I mean, listen, everybody got drunk on debt in the last 15 years, 12 years, spending more than they actually had. The reality is now is the time to reset. The banks, the vendors, everyone's willing to work with you as long as it's presented the right way. That's what we do. We give a fact-based, proactive approach. We explain it to the creditors. We want to work with you. There's no reason to get the attorneys involved and start with heavy litigation when these things can be resolved.
It sounds to me like the function that you're providing here is really grease for the economy, because the most important thing is to get people rolling again. I have this feeling that a lot of America is like a tire, and they don't have a lot of air in the tire. They have just enough air to roll. So they're sort of like a flat tire, and they need to get reinflated. You can help them do that.
We can absolutely help them do that. And really, everyone just needs a solution, a direction. And again, that's the name of our firm, True North Financial. We give a direction. We're not going to send you in three directions. We'll speak to you. We'll come up with a plan. There's never any pressure. And once you just make that decision to act and say, what's in it for me, or how do I get out of this mess, we're more than happy to work with you.
Well, we talked about how people find you, and I didn't get the answer I was looking for, which was website and phone number. So website and phone number.
Website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. That's truenorthfinancial.net. And locally, call us 954-379-4738.
How about our folks that listen to us on the internet or that listen to us on TuneIn Radio across the country and actually across the globe? I guess we can't help somebody in China, but, you know, other states. You are in other states, aren't you?
We are in 50 states.
There are only 50 states, so you're in every state.
But absolutely. And we can also help people in China if they have interest here in the States.
Well, how do people find you again? Give me the numbers one more time.
Toll free, they can call us 800-807-8524. Locally, they can call us 954-379-4738. And then check us out on the web at www.truenorthfinancial.com.
I want to thank my good friend Rob Denton, president and founder of True North Financial. Rob is going to be bringing his special expertise to our show on a regular basis so that we can help our listeners and the rest of our community start to evolve and reset into economy 2.0. We will be right back after this. We're going to have Victor Franks call in from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, on the top of the mountain. Victor Franks is walking down the mountain, coming to the phone right now. Juan's going to put him on the line. We'll be back with him right after this short break.
much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we've got Victor Franks. He's come down from the mountaintop in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, right? Montana. I don't know. Oh, where are you, Victor?
I'm good. I've been out building a boulder garden all day.
Well, then you've got Mario Chalmers out there, because he's got two boulders after that game he had the other night.
I'll tell you what. And speaking of the Miami Heat, who, of course, I know you'll be watching tonight.
I can't even take it. I got to leave.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm watching not only the Miami Heat players, but all their opponents sweating like crazy. And today's topic is summertime detox.
Oh, well, yeah.
Jim, the best thing you could do to detox your body, which over the years, you know, just everything we're exposed to, everything we eat and drink and all the our bad habits will catch up with us. So the best thing you can do before anything is just sweat like crazy. So these players, you see, it's pouring off of them. And so here we are in South Florida. Well, here you are in South Florida. And you need to use the heat and humidity to your advantage instead of kvetching about it, going, oh, it's so hot, I can't wait to get back in the air conditioning. Try to do something really active outside. You don't necessarily need to play tennis, but so a brisk walk or something, it's really going to get you sweating, and that's the first and best thing you could do to detox your body.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, I know that you gave me some stuff for my liver and kidneys, and I made the mistake of taking them over Christmas vacation and basically pumping out so much toxin and poison from my body that I thought that I was having a convulsion during the middle of the big Final Four NFL playoff weekend. You made me stop. So there's too much of a good thing that can be done here too, huh?
That's exactly right. I mean, you people don't even realize that most of you are walking around your toxic waste dumps. I hate to, you know, break.
No, don't worry about it. I ran into a friend of mine the other day. He pointed to his stomach. I go, you know what's in there? He goes, yeah, I do. I go, well, I got the guy, and that's the email I sent you. Make sure you call my friend John, by the way.
Oh, good. Well, I'll tell you, that's you know, this is a very simple thing to do, is sweat like crazy. I mean, you've heard stories of kids on Halloween. They wrap themselves in duct tape. They die within a couple hours. Your skin is your body's largest organ, so if you plug it up, i.e. duct tape, you know, there's nowhere for the toxins to outgas, and you die in your own poison. So it's really important. That's another reason why they always say to wear cotton clothing. Don't wear synthetic clothing, because your skin can't breathe as well.
Yeah. So now, Victor, it's hot. I've got my water. I'm starting to do something.
to detox. But what should I take? I mean, there's the home remedies. I mean, I was telling somebody today that we were going to do a show on detox. The guy goes, oh, I know how to do that. You put some cayenne pepper and some lemon and some molasses. And I go, okay. My friend gives me purified pills and processes, and that's what I use under a doctor's care.
Friend mentioned was the Master Cleanse. Instead of it wasn't sorghum or molasses, it was maple syrup. Basically, lemonade flavored with maple syrup, and you put cayenne pepper in there, and that's a really good general detox drink you can ingest. But the things I give you are different herbs that have been proven over the centuries to really get a lot of the poisons out of your body.
Yeah, and you know, I take them and I really don't realize what's going on, and then suddenly it hits me. And I did it during the winter time where it really wasn't too sweaty. I'm thinking that when I take a week off this summer, God willing, I can find a week to take off. When I take 5 days off this summer, maybe that's when I'll do it.
Well, that's always the best time, Jim, because it, you know, let's face it, when all these toxins come pouring out, it can make you a little woozy, a little nauseous, and
a little. Oh my God! It knocks you flat on your can.
I know.
But that was because I was taking the one pill off the maximum dose because I'm, you know, a nutcase.
Well, you're an extremist by nature.
So what do you mean I'm an extremist? Hey, come on now.
You are. And another thing, too, I mean, as far as detoxing goes, now here it is in the summer. You have a plethora of all these fresh fruits and vegetables available, whether it's in the farmers markets or even in the grocery. But you can eat those and cut back on the meats and especially the starches. The starches are like glue in your body, with pastas, breads. So try to cut back on those and more fruits and veggies. And that alone will make a big difference. Or you can even buy a cheap juicer for $79 and make your own fresh vegetable and fruit juices.
Well, we've got the juicer at home, and I must admit that I had half a pasta today, and I feel like an absolute zeppelin. I don't know what I got. I got an absolute zeppelin. I think I really do need to change my diet and simply eat fruit at lunch.
Well, this is the portion where we say get the lead out.
Yeah, well, you say get the lead out, quote unquote. We really know what you're talking about.
Well, you've seen it up close and personal, so we don't need to get into that. But I mean, just in a general detox, gentle kind of way, without having to get carried away with the pills. You know, salads as well, and remember, cucumbers and watermelons are your best diuretics. So a lot of people who have water retention, edema. Those are two really good things that you can. And remember, when you eat watermelon or any melons in general, eat them on an empty stomach. Don't eat them with any other type of food. And it's a recipe for indigestion and bloating. So don't eat it with anything.
Oh, so melon is bad unless it's eaten alone?
Oh, melon's great. Yeah, just eat it by itself.
I love melons. Now, can I mix the melons?
Yeah, you can. You know, cantaloupe, honeydew, and watermelon, but nothing else. Don't even eat different kinds of fruits with it. Just stick to the melon.
I got to tell you that my wife makes the most delicious cantaloupe juice, the most delicious honeydew juice, the most delicious watermelon juice, and then she keeps it fresh in the refrigerator for me. And it's absolutely, you know, it separates a little, so you got to shake it up. But it's absolutely delicious. It keeps me fresh. Now, Victor, first of all, you've got something going on, and we've only got a minute or so left, and I want to make sure we talk about what's going on up there with you and how people get in touch and get information, because I know Johnny's already booked his flight.
I'm already I'm frantically getting my property, my 60 acres, in shape for my executive reboot camp, so that's another reason I'm out building my giant rock garden. I'm moving things around, but there's a lot to do, so... You can find out about more details on www.askdrfranks.com and all the rundown and the itinerary and everything for the reboot camp is right there on the website.
All right, Victor. Well, I miss you. My body misses you. My stomach misses you. But we'll talk. I'll send you an email about what I need. I need refills on everything, as you can well know. But I want to thank you so much for helping me get healthy and keep healthy, helping me lose my 40 pounds and keep it off. It's now been over a year and a half that I've had that 40 pounds off, and I want to thank you for that, Victor. From the bottom of my heart, I am a healthier man for having you in my life.
Well, let me give you and your listeners one more great tip before I go.
Give it to me!
Doing all this sweating anyway, is you go to the health food store and you buy one of these dry vegetable brushes. They look like a back brush, and or you can get ones just that fit your hand, and you just scrape your body, just up your arms, always toward your heart, up your legs, up your arms, and everything toward your heart. And what it does, it stimulates your lymphatic system, and that doesn't have a pump the way the blood has the heart. Well, the lymph system doesn't have a pump. So unless you do really heavy skeletal exercise or massage, that's really the only thing that gets the lymph moving except for this. So using that brush will really increase the detoxing in a very simple manner.
Send me the link to that on eBay so that I can do that. We're going to be right back after this short break. Victor, we'll talk offline. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Right back after this break with more Freedom Business, final editorial, Miami Heat. Stick with us. Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and health care. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we are ready for liftoff. The Miami Heat in 3 hours is going to start the 48-minute trek to winning the championship. I'm paying homage to D. Wade, who is now, believe it or not, the retro Heatle, by wearing my sunglasses during this editorial. I want to make sure that the people out there in South Florida understand what the lesson the Miami Heat is teaching us this playoff season. That is the lessons of persistence. Persistence pays off. We're not pretty. We're not the sexiest, but we're the most persistent. And when you see the glassy-eyed look on the Thunder, you will take that and compare that to the focused look on the Miami Heat. I absolutely love the pregame chant of Heatles. They embrace who they are. They embrace the togetherness. They embrace the challenge. And tonight they will be embracing the Larry O'Brien Trophy. I got to just tell you, their impact on the economy is amazing. The t-shirts, the parking, the restaurants, the airline tickets. My brother-in-law came in, rental car, restaurants, airplane, hotel. It's just going crazy. The Miami Heat is just great business for Miami. And I'll never forget the time I was in Los Angeles over the 4th of July a few years back. I was walking past first class, walking through first class, and I saw Pat Riley, and he was on his cell phone. And Pat said into the cell phone, "All we need to do is extend the guy's contract, and we're going to win a ring." Well, 2 days later, we heard all about Shaq coming to Miami. And Shaq came and went, and the championship came and went. And then we had LeBron James come, and it was originally D. Wade's team. Well, I think that there's
no question whose team it is now. I wish them nothing but the best. It's absolutely electric in that building. I've been in there during the playoffs. If you can't be there, just go on your balcony and join the community, because this one is for you. This is for Miami and for LeBron. LeBron, go get him, kid. You've earned it. You've got it. And I'm the one. I got my LeBron James shirt because I believe in you. Dwayne Wade is retro. It is now LeBron's team. I want to thank our sponsors, DataCorp. I want to thank Lolly Green MSW. I want to thank Best Roofing. I want to thank True North Financial, Social Media 305, Dr. Victor Franks, the NFL Alumni, the Bergstrom Center at the University of Florida. I want to thank you, our listeners. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our website, www.freedombusiness. This is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us next week on 880 a.m. at 5 o'clock. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. That's right. That's LeBron. The other person finds an excuse. Now you go out there and you make it happen. Let's go Heat.
I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say,